This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Authorities say a second child has died after being detained by U.S. Border Patrol agents on the U.S.-Mexico border. As Reuters reporter Nathan Frandino reports, that brings more attention to the debate over President Donald Trump's immigration policies.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say the second child, an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy, died at a New Mexico hospital early Tuesday. They say he and his father were in CBP custody on Christmas Eve when an agent noticed the child showing signs of sickness. The boy was then taken to the hospital where he was diagnosed with a common cold and released. But he later returned to the hospital and died shortly after midnight. Earlier this month, 7-year-old Jacqueline Call died of dehydration after she and her father surrendered to U.S. Border Patrol in New Mexico. They traveled more than 2,000 miles so her father could look for work in the United States. Her funeral was Christmas Eve.
Nathan Frandino of Reuters. The partial shutdown of the U.S. government is no closer to a resolution, with President Donald Trump asserting Tuesday the shutdown would continue until his demand for funds to build a U.S.-Mexico border wall are met. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Asked when the partial government shutdown might end, the president told reporters he can't say.
I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want.
Digging in on his insistence that Democrats provide money to build the barrier, which they've refused. The shutdown's affecting some 800,000 federal workers, many of whom are being forced to work without pay for now. The president says they understand what's happening.
Many of those workers have said to me and communicated, stay out until you get the funding for the wall.
Without providing any examples. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. Indonesian rescuers on Tuesday used drones and sniffer dogs to search for survivors along the devastated west coast of Java that was hit by a tsunami that killed more than 420 people. Laura No Fontaine is a spokesperson with the International Foundation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society. She said they are doing everything possible to help those in need.
Providing life-saving support to first aid, providing shelter to tarpaulins, blankets, critical supplies such as clean water. Clean water is very important in the aftermath of a tsunami like this.
At least 154 people remain missing. More than 1,400 were injured. Thousands of residents had to move to higher ground with a high tide warning extended to Wednesday. American Nissan executive Greg Kelly has been released on bail in Japan. We get the details from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Prosecutors say Kelly will have to follow court rules regarding his residence and travel. Local media say now that he has been released, Kelly will be hospitalized for treatment of a chronic neck problem. On Tuesday, his wife Donna made a plea to Japanese authorities for his early release, saying he was framed by Nissan and that he should be released to get his neck problem treated.
Mike Hempen of AP. Pope Francis urged people around the world in his Christmas message to see their differences as richness, not a danger. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Some 50,000 tourists, pilgrims, and Romans flocked to St. Peter's Square on a mild, sunny day to hear Pope Francis deliver his Urbi et Orbi address, the traditional papal message to the city and the world. In it, Francis made a plea for stronger bonds among peoples, describing the world's differences as a richness, not a danger. And he prayed that all minorities have their right to religious freedom respected, noting that some Christians are celebrating Christmas in difficult, if not hostile, situations. He concluded by wishing everyone
Buon e Santo Natale.
A good and holy Christmas. I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 3 people were killed and 12 wounded on Tuesday by a car bomb in the northern Iraqi city of Tal Afar. It's a former Islamic State stronghold. The Iraqi military said that Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack hours later. Tal Afar is about 80 kilometers west of Mosul. It came under the militants' control when Islamic State overran huge swathes of northern Iraq in 2014. It fell to Iraqi security forces backed by the U.S.-led coalition in August of 2017. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.